Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening. Subscribe and follow the podcast. Go to YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there. Total domination. Eagles 37 and the Rams 20. The Eagles go to Los Angeles and win by three scores. They are 9-2. They've won seven straight football games, and they continue to stack impressive Sunday after impressive Sunday. And, of course, it's led by Saquon Barkley, who's now one of the favorites to win the 2024 NFL MVP. I want to dive in right now to my five favorite numbers, stats, facts from an Eagles victory last night that really continues to cement them as a top two seed, a top two team in the NFC, and dreams of New Orleans are real because this football team is playing at a clip that it's very, very hard to play at, and they're doing it week in, week out. All right, let's talk about it. Number one, it's got to start with Saquon Barkley. 302 yards from scrimmage, the most yards in a game from any Eagle ever. I mean, think about some of the skill players that have worn this uniform. And think about some of the great running backs that have worn this uniform, from Wilbert to Shady, you know, to Brian Westbrook, to all the guys they've had over the years at the quarterback position that can run. I mean, Jalen Hurts, you know, had a 250-yard rushing game. They've had great wide receivers to Mike Quick and Harold Carmichael and Terrell Owens and A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, and no one's ever done this. No one has ever accomplished what Saquon accomplished last night, because right now they have the best home run hitter that they've ever had in their franchise. They've had some amazing home run hitters. This guy's ability to go 70 yards on any play is remarkable. The combination of power, you saw that stiff arm by the sideline, and agility and speed, breakaway speed, lateral quickness. It is nuts what Saquon Barkley has been able to do. He does deserve to be in the NFL MVP race. He's just the sixth player in history with two 70-yard touchdown runs in the same game. You look at his yardage total by week, and it just feels like it's fake. 132, 116, 156, 16, 116, excuse me, 54. That's a big down week. Then 187, 111, 199. 78, a little bit of a down week, 198, 302. He's had 500 total yards over the past couple weeks. That's Walter Payton kind of stuff. You start stacking these numbers up, you know, compared to some of the great running backs ever, and they stand out. They are that good. And Saquon Barkley right now is that good. My first takeaway is that Saquon Barkley and the numbers he's putting up are remarkable. We're talking about a guy that's on pace to have one of the greatest seasons in NFL history. And I think now you kind of juxtapose what he just did to what he's been doing. The question down the stretch of the season is, as the Eagles look like they'll pull away in the NFC East and they could be locked into a two seed by the time we get to week 18, what's going to matter to the franchise? Is it going to be allowing a star player who chose to sign here in free agency a chance at history, a chance to be all-time great? Or is it going to be preparing his body for the postseason? And I didn't think we'd have this discussion because I was under the assumption until yesterday that one of two things would be true. They'd be pushing still for the one all the way to the end, or more likely they'd be pushing for the division very, very up to the end, because I didn't think Washington was going to fall off the way they did. And I didn't think they'd lose yesterday to Dallas. And I thought the Eagles could lose this game to the Rams. So I thought it'd be a different division than it is right now. I mean, we could have a scenario where the Eagles clinch this division with 2 weeks to go, 2 or 3 weeks to go, depending if they win in Washington. And then it's a matter of seeding. You know, as long as they have their division, you know, they'll fight with the North for the number one seed. But it's not like the records of, you know, if someone catches the Lions, they're going to have a great record. So it really doesn't impact the Eagles. That team will just be 1 or 5. You know what I mean? Like, the Eagles are probably going to be the 2 or the 1. And that's it. And they're probably going to end up the 2 because Detroit doesn't look like they're going to lose. So that'll be fascinating. So my first takeaway, and the first number I wanted to point out, 302 total yards from Saquon Barkley. Number two, the Eagles have 2,127 rushing yards and 22 touchdowns. And they're averaging 5.2 yards per carry. That's as a team. That includes Saquon Barkley. That includes Kenny Gainwell. That includes Jalen Hurts. It includes anyone that's rushed the football for this team. The last team to put up those numbers through 11 games of a season. The 1958 Browns. That's before the Super Bowl era began. There is a claim right now, based on how Saquon is running, based on the effectiveness of Jalen Hurts' legs, that we're and of course the backbone of this being their offensive line, that we are watching right now the greatest rushing attack in NFL history. We've seen some of these in recent years. You know, the Bears a few years ago, led by Justin Fields, had a big-time rushing attack. The Falcons had a couple years ago a big-time rushing attack. Obviously, the Ravens during earlier in Lamar's career when he was more of a runner than a thrower, and they had Mark Ingram and all those guys, 2019 Ravens, they had an incredible rushing attack. So we've seen some in recent years. But I don't know if you've ever seen anything quite like this. I mean, it's 11 games in, and they have 2,127 rushing yards and 22 touchdowns. I mean, just play that out. They're on pace for, you know, think about the numbers here. About 200 rushing yards per game. So we're talking about, you know, 3,000-something rushing yards and 44 rushing touchdowns on the season. You don't see numbers like that very often. I mean, again, it's good to go back to 1958, the Browns in 1958. That is forever ago in the NFL, the 1958 Browns, the last time we saw a rushing attack through 11 games do something like this. All right, third favorite stat from the Eagles' 37-20 victory over the Los Angeles Rams. The Eagles held the Rams with Matthew Stafford and Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp to 0 of 8 on third down last night. 0 of 8. I know they hit some fourth downs and they moved the chains that way, but 0 of 8 on third down. In the last few weeks, Rams 0 of 8. Commanders 3 out of 12. Cowboys 3 out of 14. Jaguars 3 out of 10. You add that up, in the last 4 weeks, the Eagles have allowed 9 third down conversions on, let's see, 44 attempts, it looks like. 24 and 24. 9 out of 44. Well less than 25%, almost 20% in terms of third down conversion rate against in the last 4 weeks. It's remarkably good. I'm going to look up right now to see where they rank now in third down defense, because my guess is it's going to be quite high in the NFL. They were pretty good last week, but you know, you're talking about third down conversion percentage in the NFL right now. Detroit is number one at 29%. Tennessee is number two at 31%. The Chargers will play tonight. We'll see how they do against Lamar Jackson, the number three at 32%. The Eagles come in at number four in the NFL, 32.5%. If the Ravens touch up the Chargers even a little bit tonight, the Eagles likely enter week number 13 in the NFL, third in the NFL in third down defense. Meanwhile, the end of the spectrum is Carolina, Arizona, Atlanta can't get off the field, Jacksonville, Indy. Teams can't get off the field. Baltimore, who the Eagles will see next week, can't get off the field. Cincinnati can't get off the field. San Francisco can't get off the field. Meanwhile, the Eagles, they get off the field. I mean, man, do they do it at a high rate. And that secondary makes plays. Cooper DeJean last night was all over the place. All right. My favorite stat, fourth one from the game last night. Through 11 games played, I want to highlight, go back to Saquon Barkley, his numbers compared to three running backs that have won MVPs in the last 40 years, okay? Eric Dickerson, 1984. Barry Sanders, 97. Peterson won it in 2012. And then in Dickerson in 84, set the single season rushing record. So these are three of the greatest running back seasons we've ever seen. You know, if you're old enough to remember Dickerson, but if not, you're probably old enough to remember Sanders. And of course, Adrian Peterson was just about 12 years ago. Okay, so Dickerson, 84, his record-setting season. At this stage, through 11 games, 1,320 yards, 5.5 yards per attempt, 7 total touchdowns. Saquon right now, 1,392 yards. So he has more yards, 6.24 yards per attempt. He has more yards per attempt, 10 touchdowns. He has more touchdowns. And in terms of receptions, he has more receiving yards than everyone I'm going to throw at you on this list. Barry Sanders, 1997, he had 1,211 yards, 5.5 yards per attempt, 4 touchdowns rushing. He had 238 receiving yards, 3 touchdowns through the air. So he had 7 total touchdowns through this stage of the season and 1,211 yards. Saquon tops him in attempts, yards, yards per attempt, rushing touchdowns, total touchdowns, receptions, receiving yards. Adrian Peterson, the last running back to win an MVP at this stage of the season, 1,236 yards. Saquon has more. 5.8 yards per attempt. Saquon has more. 7 total touchdowns. Saquon has more. Peterson had more receptions, but far less yards per carry, per catch. I mean, it's not even close. Saquon has been, of the four of them, you know, one guy has set the rushing record in his season, and two guys that won MVP, he's been better. He's been better right now than those MVPs were then. I know the league has changed, but it actually makes it even more impressive when you think about it, because, you know, it's rare to see this from a running back. And then for the last number I want to throw at you guys today, because it is pretty, it's pretty darn remarkable to see how this is, how this has happened. The Eagles are and have been so dominant over the past couple weeks, actually more than that, you go back to the bye, that it's worth talking about with 7 straight victories, just how dominant they've been in terms of winning the game and outplaying their opponent. Last year, there was a stretch where they were winning every week and they were getting outgained almost every week. I mean, some weeks by 100 yards. It was the most unsustainable thing I've ever seen in the NFL. It has flipped to the point now where they are dominating to a level that is ridiculous, okay? Here is their yardage differentials over the last 7 games. They have outgained their opponents by a combined 1,260 yards. Browns game, plus 128 in the yardage. Giants, plus 220. Bengals, plus 117. Jaguars, plus 232. Cowboys, plus 202. Commanders, plus 170. Rams, plus 191. If you do that, and you win the turnover battle, which they've begun to do because Jalen Hurts protects the football better, and they've caused more turnovers, you can't lose. I mean, there's just no path to the team to winning the game. You're getting them off the field on third down. You're taking the ball away from them when they actually do try to move the football. You are not giving the ball back to them. You are running up and down the field on them, and they can't move the ball on you. Like, it's football is a very simple game when you make it simple. And the Eagles have made it simple now. They are riding the best running back in the NFL this year. They are riding an incredible offensive line. They're asking their quarterback to do less but be more efficient, and when he does it, and be smart, and he can do that, especially when he uses his legs. I thought Jalen last night getting away from pressure, it really, really, really changed the entire tenor of the game. Okay, it changed the entire tenor of the football game, the way Jalen Hurts used his legs. And then they have a defense taking the football away. When you add all that together, when you add it all up, you get dominance. And down the stretch of the season, are they going to have a bad day? Probably. They probably will, or turnover luck will go the other way. But it's hard now to watch, to kind of look forward the rest of the schedule and really think they're going to lose games. Like, they probably will. But if they play like they have, they could beat the Ravens. They'll dominate the Panthers. They could beat the Steelers. They should be able to take down the Commanders. And then it's Giants and Cowboys. So we're talking about something extraordinary here. And the next time, you know, as I view the NFC right now, I view the Lions at number 1, Eagles at number 2, and the Packers are coming at number 3. And that's it. And I, you know, if the Eagles could somehow get to a bracket where the Packers go to Detroit in round 2 and they could avoid both of them until the title game, let those two teams play each other and take on, you know, the Arizonas, Atlantas, Tampas, you know, whoever's of the world, Minnesotas, you know, there's a path here for the Eagles to get the Commanders and Vikings in the first 2 playoff games at home, get a rookie quarterback and get Sam Darnold. And Vic Fangio will eat both those alive. And then, you know, they'll figure out if they're going to play a title game here against the Packers or they're going to go to Detroit and try to upset the Lions. But that's where this season is now, as long as they keep Saquon Barkley healthy, because he's become that great, that important, that dominant of a player. I could have done a whole podcast on Saquon stats. I might do that tomorrow. That's how amazing Saquon Barkley was. There was my 5 favorite stats. After the Eagles' dominance over the Rams, they won the game by 3 scores. They won the game by 3 scores. That's how great they were. Even though the first quarter they kind of sputtered, boom. When they get going, you know what happens. The Eagles win, and it's hard not to think about eastbound and down, loading up and trucking, as we're going to be playing a lot on the midday show on Monday. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Have yourself a great victory Monday. We'll be celebrating all day on the midday show. Talking to you guys there. And of course, as the week goes on, hope it's a great and really festive time for you and for everyone that you're with, and a thankful week. We're certainly thankful for the Eagles right now, but thankful for everything that everyone out there has. And we'll keep doing the pods this week, of course, and the shows. But just have a great rest of your day. Go Birds. We'll talk soon on WIP Daily.